Hello again, Person County, and thank you for listening to this edition of Turn the Page, where we talk about books and reading and all things literary. And as always, a special thanks to the wonderful folks who sponsor the show. Today, I want to tell you about a middle grades book that I recently read and loved. And yes, it's targeted toward middle school students, but I think it can be enjoyed by anyone of almost any age. My 12-year-old granddaughter told me about it before she visited the first week of January. Of course, we talk about books. While she was waiting to get on the plane from Illinois, she texted and told me that her friends had recommended The Thing About Jellyfish by Allie Benjamin. Of course, I immediately went to the Libby app on my phone and downloaded the ebook version from the library. I read a few pages and texted Marin back. She thought it was pretty cool that just minutes after telling me about it, I was reading the book. When she got to North Carolina, we made a trip to the bookstore ASAP and bought her a physical copy. She finished it that day and loved it. Took me a bit longer, but when I finished it, I loved it too. In the book, after her best friend dies in a drowning accident, young Susie refuses to speak, and she's determined to discover the true cause of why the unthinkable happened. After all, Franny was a great swimmer. Her death just does not make sense to Susie. After learning about the dangers of a rare type of jellyfish, Susie begins to wonder if there were extenuating circumstances surrounding Franny's drowning. As she goes through the process of dealing with her grief, Susie looks back on life with her BFF. From the point when she and Franny first met, through the trials and drama and betrayals of middle school, and up to Franny's sudden tragic death. As she does so, Susie begins to learn more about the complexities of friendship and both the beauty and heartache that are just a normal part of living and growing up. This is an absolutely beautiful novel. And, as I said, it's written for middle grades. But it happens to be a great read for those of us who have been out of middle school for maybe a few years. I think the book is especially meaningful for anyone who has suffered the loss of a loved one. The story may sound sad and depressing, but although it indeed does have sad spots, it's not depressing. It is instead hopeful with many touches of gentle humor mixed in. Benjamin also weaves interesting scientific facts about jellyfish into the story, and she has a lyrical writing style that is both moving and powerful and offers parallels to daily life. The Thing About Jellyfish made me teary-eyed several times, but it also brought me many smiles. The book also brought back memories of a time in life when excitement and wonder and the ability to believe came easily. One of many wonderful wise quotes from the novel goes thusly, I quote, "If people were silent, they could hear the noise of their own lives better. If people were silent, it would make what they did say, whenever they chose to say it, more important. If people were silent, they could read one another's signals, the way underwater creatures flash lights at one another or turn their skin different colors." End quote. Both Marin and I highly recommend The Thing About Jellyfish by Allie Benjamin. And also, on a side note, I read recently that the book is being made into a movie with Reese Witherspoon as a producer. That ought to be good. Until next time, thank you for listening and happy reading.